The U.S. dollar has lost 85% of its value since the 70s, when the dollar decoupled from gold, and the government seems bent on continuing the tradition. Charlie Kirk here. From now until after the elections, the government can print as much money as they want. The last time they did that, inflation went up 9%. Gold is the only asset that has proven to withstand inflation. Invest in gold with Noble Gold Investments. You will get a 24-karat, 1/4 ounce gold standard coin for free. Just use promo code Kirk. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com. That's noblegoldinvestments.com, the only gold company I trust. Hey, everybody. Today on the Charlie Kirk Show, Ed Dowd joins the program. What is going on in Maui? The media has forgotten. We have not. As always, you can email us, freedom@charliekirk.com. Please give us a 5-star review on the Apple Podcast app. And I encourage all of you to get involved with Turning Point USA. That is tpusa.com. We have some very exciting campus tour stops coming up this fall. We have AmFest coming at amfest.com, America Fest in Phoenix, Arizona. Start a high school or college chapter to join our nationwide educational movement at tpusa.com. Turning Point USA is making hope happen on the front lines, tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Also, consider becoming a member of our program. You could do that at charliekirk.com and follow the cues. It's affordable for all income levels. We are adding exclusive interviews, ad-free episodes, and more. That is charliekirk.com. And click on that member button and follow the cues. I love hearing from all of you, so email me freedom@charliekirk.com. That is freedom@charliekirk.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the Loan Experts I Trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. Joining us now is Ed Dowd, author of Cause Unknown. Ed, thank you for taking the time. Ed, I wish we would have you on under better circumstances. Every time I have you on, we're talking about death and how the government is lying about death. And so, unfortunately, this story is right on that theme. Usually, we're here to talk about vaccine side effects and the mRNA shot that's called a vaccine. But you live in Maui, and we've dedicated a fair amount of time to this story and the strange cover-up and the lack of transparency. So, Ed, you are on the ground. What is the truth of what happened in Maui at the fire, and how many people died?
So, it's definitely a story of complete local government incompetence, and I believe a cover-up that ensued quickly thereafter. There's a lot of angst about the number of dead, and there's a slow roll of figuring out how many have died. And initially, I'm on record putting out a tweet within the first week saying that I was hearing from first responders, 500 to 1,000 likely dead, with a lot of them being children. There's an official FBI list of 388 right now. The governor of Hawaii is on record saying on Face the Nation about 2 weeks ago, over 1,000 missing. Many of which are children. So the numbers keep kind of bouncing around. I think when it's all said and done, 500 to 1,000, if it comes in under 500, like 400, that'd be great. But, you know, between 500 and 1,000 is likely where it's going to end up. And a lot of them, unfortunately, going to be children. The number's unknown. They really don't want to talk about that issue. The mayor of Maui really didn't even want to put a number on the number of children that were missing. And that's when the governor kind of threw them under the bus. And, you know, that was on a Friday. Then on a Sunday, the governor kind of put out the numbers of missing and did say that a lot of them would be children. Because what's going on here in Maui, it's the simplest explanation. A lot of people are putting on their tinfoil hats, talking about directed energy weapons and whatnot. There's no evidence of that. It was a classic case of anything that could go wrong did go wrong. The hydrants didn't work. Water from the Department of Land and Natural Resources wasn't released in time. Power lines down. that were likely charged. The Hawaiian Electric is not claiming they weren't, but I talked to people that saw lines go down that looked alive to them, while they were trying to escape Lahaina. There was a warning system that wasn't, we have a tsunami warning system that also is used for fires, terrorist attacks, what have you. The official there decided not to sound the alarm because he was worried people would seek higher ground and potentially run into quote unquote a fire. And then he did say that he stood by his decision, did not regret it. Then he resigned the next day due to health reasons. We also have a story of police officers who have got orders to block certain exits, and their people may have been trapped. I don't think the police did anything intentionally. They were just taking orders. There was chatter of down power lines ahead. So it was a morass of epic failure. And then after the fire, they set up a roadblock, so it was hard to get goods into the to those who needed them. So there was just a host of things that went wrong, and it looks like a cover up to me. But again, we'll find out more as time unrolls.
So, Ed, what is bizarre is that it's been quite a while since the fire, and we still do not have an accurate death count. Why do you think that is? I mean, this is unacceptable, and the federal government doesn't seem to care. The media has completely moved on. What you are saying is conservatively, it could be between 200 to 300 people dead, upwards to 500 to 700 to 800. We don't know. I mean, in 2023, how is this something that we're tolerating? What are the locals saying about this, Ed? Like, how many of our fellow citizens and our fellow, Americans died in a fire? Is there a revolt happening on the island, or at least widespread demand for answers?
Lots of demand for answers, lots of angry local folks who don't trust the government now. They didn't really trust the government all that much before, but there is a separatist movement on Maui that for years has been trying to get local Hawaiians to break off from the USA. I suspect their ranks will grow with this event. There's a lot of, look, it's 2023. We have technology, and, there are phones that were, a lot of people had phones, and we could just, go into the, what phones are activated and not activated to figure out at least a rough number of those who are missing. They don't seem to want to put a number on it. And I suspect what they want to do is slow roll this number over time, well beyond the headlines. And it's just unacceptable. The mayor of Maui was asked on Friday, a couple of weeks ago, how many children are missing. He wouldn't even put a number on it. And again, people were screaming, reporters were saying that's unacceptable. You at least need to take a stab at it. So this is kind of just beyond the pale that in this day and age, they can't even put a number on it. Apparently, there's going to be another list updated this Friday, beyond the official FBI vetted list, but we'll see what the number is. And, it's going to be one of these things that we'll be watching here on Maui for months to come. There's already, look, a lot of people suspected this disaster was an attempt to grab land. I don't think that's the case, but after the event, there will be an attempt to grab the land. It's called disaster capitalism. It happens all the time. And there's now issues of water rights. There's all sorts of things going on post the event that are suspicious.
On the ground, are people blaming climate change? Because the media is.
No, not at all. And the other thing that was interesting, I live on Maui, and when the fires went down, everybody who knows me from the mainland thought I was dead. And I asked, why did you guys think that? Well, apparently I didn't realize this because I don't watch mainstream media. It was depicted that the whole island was on fire. And then the governor comes out and says, tourists leave, don't come. So now our local economy has collapsed. It's happened fast. It's like COVID all over again here. Restaurants are laying off people, tourist activity, businesses are laying off people, hotels are laying off people. So what happened to the tragedy in Lahaina has now spread to the rest of the island. The economy is shut down. It's a disaster. And I'm here to say Maui's open for business. Please come. 80% of the island is fine.
Yeah, and it's very concentrated in one particular area. And so there's been a media ignoring of this story. And Ed, you know, this kind of ties in with your cause unknown, the crime of noticing. I mean, it's been really sad to see that you might have one of the most catastrophic natural disasters in history. But then I stopped myself, is it a natural disaster? This is one of the most catastrophic human errors in American history. Is that a better way to describe it?
Absolutely. You know, Hawaiian Electric for years has been investing in green energy. They've known for a long time that they needed to trim back the trees. They knew there was a lot of fuel all over the island in terms of abandoned agricultural land. And they did. They spent money on green energy and didn't keep up their transmission lines, pruning back trees, what have you. So it's classic. And it's not only Hawaiian Electric. That stock is down 65% since this happened because of the coming lawsuits. It's also local government officials. What anything that could have gone wrong went wrong. There was no water. The hydrants didn't work. There was not one fire truck hooked up spraying anything when this went down.
Ed Dowd, author of Cause Unknown, very, very important. Just kind of connect the dots. Your work these last couple of years on the mRNA shot have led you to obviously distrust our institutions. And now you live in a place where the institutions can't even do the basic things. Is there symmetry to that?
Absolutely. We got basically a breakdown systemically across the nation in our governments, local and federal, where, you know, there doesn't seem to be any integrity or ability to admit you're wrong. And so everybody does CYA and they can't even do basic functions of government. A lot of nepotism. One of the problems here was the fire chief is the son of the former fire chief. So there's a lot of that goes on in government, nepotism.
We are allegedly the wealthiest, most progressive America has ever been. But think about the basic things we no longer can do. We can't manage our border. We cannot have a transportation grid during the holiday season, Christmas or July 4th, that doesn't result in widespread delays. We can't put out fires on islands. They're very basic things that used to be things that we would just take for granted. The country is literally falling apart. Listen, as students begin heading back to school, do you think they'll be learning about the founding principles that made America the freest, most prosperous nation in history? Will they learn that our unalienable rights are God-given and not granted by government? Will they be given a full and honest account of our nation's history? The answer to all these questions is yes for students at Hillsdale College. And these days, in addition to teaching college students, Hillsdale has extended its teaching to K-12 students and lifelong learners like you and me. If you're not doing so already, one of the best ways to start learning from my friends at Hillsdale is through InPrimus, Hillsdale's free digest of liberty. My listeners can sign up for free at this special website, which is available for a limited time. It's at charlie4hillsdale.com. I look forward to InPrimus each month, and you can too. It's interesting, useful, and free, the best and smartest in conservative constitutionalist thought. Find out more about Hillsdale and InPrimus at charlie4hillsdale.com. They're an excellent college, America's greatest college, charlie4hillsdale.com. So, Ed, I want to just have you riff on this point. As a country that is allegedly so technologically advanced and, you know, the end of history and we're marching towards this beautiful utopia, maybe we should just kind of wake up and like, well, the basic stuff we can't do, the very basic stuff, fight fires, keep our people safe, be able to communicate clearly. Ed, build this out for us.
Yeah. So, you know, what's the purpose of government originally? To provide some safety in terms of the military, local police departments, fire departments, you know, utilities, what have you, you know, roads, transportation. And that seems to be all breaking down. And we're paying a tremendous amount of our taxes every year that seems to be going into a system that floats out to other countries and then comes back in the form of grift to our politicians and consultants that live in the Beltway. And so, you know, we over time, the federal government has grown to become this behemoth and it's swallowing the country. You know, about 80 years ago, it was 15% of GDP. During COVID, it got up to 43%. And a lot of the spending in the economy right now is government spending. The private sector is in free fall. And that is why the economy appears to be okay from a numbers point of view, but the real economy is imploding. So we have a government out of control that can't seem to even function. And we have to start to ask ourselves, why are we still supporting a system that can't do basic things?
Yeah, the most basic things. Ed, it seems as if they're trying to lock down the country again. They're developing a new vaccine. I mean, for those of us that have kind of just been, I don't know, committing the crime of noticing pattern recognition the last couple of years, this is maddening. And yet, I tweeted this out over the weekend. You know, I went to a local grocery store. I'd say 10% of the people out of nowhere are wearing masks. There is a portion of the population that will do whatever they are told, regardless of what is happening around them. Ed, are we going to see another round of lockdowns?
I think they'll try. I think the pushback will be tremendous. And look, what I'm going to tell you is speculation on my part. You know, my team at Finance Technologies has been tracking a recession that we think is going to be hitting this quarter, next quarter, and first quarter. And I think if you want to point a finger at why we're going into recession rather than the Biden administration or the central banks, wouldn't it be nice to have a virus, quote unquote, floating around that you need to shut down the economy and point to that as the reason to save people's lives? I think it's smoke and mirrors. You know, the federal government has already started purchasing testing equipment and what have you. So it seems planned to me. It seems like kabuki theater. And anybody who falls for it, you know, shame on you. And of course, the vaccine issue is, in my opinion, fraud. And they're continuing to act as if it's great. And that's what criminals do. And eventually, it's going to come out. The harm that's been done by these things is tremendous. The numbers are getting worse, by the way, Charlie, not better. Disabilities are skyrocketing. There seems to be medium-term effects. So we have a crisis. We have a long-term economic problem because this is going to cause labor shortages, diversion of resources to taking care of the vaccine injured. So the long-term, we need to have a come-to-Jesus moment and investigations as to what happened here.
Are you suggesting, Ed, that the companies that get rich selling us pain medications and look at people as annuities in a very Machiavellian way wanted people to get damaged from the very thing they sold us to?
Absolutely. The way that this is presenting, these disabilities are presenting in a host of different body systems. So it's not directly tied to the vaccine or so it seems. And they're going to be able to sell a ton of drugs for each of these symptoms rather than the root cause, which is detoxing the spike protein. And, you know, when this was all going down originally, they were really, literally trying to sell us back our freedoms via a vaccine, passport, and quarterly jabs. Luckily, that did not happen in this country. The boosters stopped working, obviously never worked. And of course, the safety profile is horrendous. So when I look at what they were doing, it was rent extraction to sell you back your freedoms. And people said, well, the government's paying for the vaccine. Well, we all know how that would end. Eventually, you would be paying for your quarterly jab ad infinitum.
But as they say, it's 100% safe and effective. Don't ask questions, everybody. Ed Dowd, author of Cause Unknown. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Charlie.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I try to take care of myself. I try to eat right. And I love fruits and vegetables. I'd rather have them than anything else, but I know I don't get nearly enough. So I thought I'll try it for 2 months and no harm, no foul. If it doesn't work after that, then I've tried it and at least I know. Within 2 weeks, I noticed a huge difference in my energy, sleeping better at night, and just energy. I would get up in the morning and get up, not just sit around. You guys have got to try this. You have to try it. You owe it to yourself to try it.
The wife and I both think it's done a lot of good. We both think it's, you know, it's improved your overall day-to-day how you feel. And we've turned everybody onto it. Our kids are on it. We've got brothers and sisters that are on it. We got some neighbors we've turned onto it. So we're very pleased with the product and the results. It's not like you're Superman, but you definitely know you're healthier. You're going to lose weight. And I've never heard that said in any of the commercials, but by golly, you do.
I work in a school, so I'm around like 1,000 kids a day constantly. And so I wash my hands and use alcohol on them probably 100 times a day or better. And my hands are always cracking open and splitting. And I did not have that this entire winter. And I bet you anything, this is me, I bet you anything it's Balance of Nature. It's the only thing I've done different. Like the guy on your commercial says, I'm going to keep on taking it the rest of my life. And I feel the same way. It's going really good. I mean, I feel better. got more energy and, you know, I can go through my day better.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com to get 35% off your first preferred order. That's 1-800-246-8751. Go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751 and get this special offer by using discount code CHARLIE.
Joining us now is one of our favorite guests, CEO of a very, very important company, Public Square. Everyone take out your phone and download the Public Square app. Michael, welcome back to the program. How are things going on the battleship for the Patriot economy?
Charlie, thank you so much for having me. Good to be here. We are thriving and growing while the broken, corrupted institutions that currently dominate the economic environment are crumbling. So while Target stock has dropped, downgraded twice, missed their first quarterly earnings in 6 years, Anheuser-Busch tanked 26% on the year in sales, the freedom economy, this patriotic parallel economy that is made up of incredible hardworking Americans that love the country, the Constitution, and the values that that sacred document protects is thriving. It's growing, and we're really grateful to be the tip of the spear, especially, Charlie, because people right now more than ever need a reminder that you don't just have to wait to vote every 2 and 4 years. And you should do that. You should get to the ballot box. You should vote. But you should also recognize that every single day you have the ability to vote with your dollars. What you spend your money on is what you empower. And so we're helping patriots empower the types of companies that need to thrive, not just this year, but the years to come for the sake of not only our generation, but the future generation. So it's a bright time to be a patriot in the parallel economy, Charlie.
If you are a business owner of any type, you register your business to the directory. It's publicsq.com. Make the switch to values-aligned businesses. So there's several stories I want to touch here. Let's play cut 127 of the Caitlin Collins lookalike winning an award. Play cut 127.
Oh my God. Hi. I look around this room and I just see so many amazing allies that have platforms. And I think allyship right now needs to look differently. And you need to support trans people publicly and proudly. Because if we can influence people to buy $22 Erewhon smoothies, we can also do this. I love you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm going to go have a beer, and I love you.
So that is the face of corporate America, a biological man who thinks he is not just a woman, but a young woman. He thinks he's 8 or 9 years old, played the role of Eloise many times. Michael, this is corporate America. You guys are fighting against this.
We are, tooth and nail. This is a mockery of women. In fact, this person, this man, got famous because he basically chronologically documented his journey of becoming a girl. And you made a really important point there, Charlie, that he does stress the fact that he wants to be a young woman or a girl, which is the most distorted aspect of all of this. But my wife, when she first learned of this person, said, huh, funny, I've been a woman for my entire life, for nearly 3 decades, and I've never received a sponsorship deal. I've never had my face on a Bud Light can. No one's ever called me. And so how much of a mockery do we see on display in corporate America right now that this man pretending to be a woman for a year gets these massive label deals while actual women that are actually living lives authentically are completely ignored by corporate America? They're actually openly antagonized in corporate America, especially moms. Part of the revolt against the Targets of the world was the mom audience, because they said, I'm so tired of feeling like this retailer is actually trying to target my children. So not only are we seeing a total mockery of basic biological truth, we're also seeing openly antagonistic actions from corporate America toward the very people that they are supposed to be marketing to. The largest consumer cohort in this country, Charlie, are middle-aged women, specifically moms. They make over majority of decisions for the daily household when it comes to purchasing power, and 70% of those purchases daily are made by that cohort. So for corporate America to completely ignore them, to celebrate this type of nonsense, it looks like some distorted reality out of the Hunger Games. It is the farthest thing from the American economy that you and I and all of your listeners would dream of.
We have other examples here of major companies. Again, check out publicsq.com. This is cut 130. which seems to be the CEO of a company called Harry's Razors, saying that moms are birthing parents. They don't use the word moms anymore, because in corporate America, on college campuses, in the CIA, the FBI, and the Biden administration, men can give birth. Play cut 130.
You know, created a really sort of unbalanced dynamic, and made the co-parenting thing really hard to actually live in practice. And so, you know, that experience, you know, was one that led us to this conclusion that, hey, we need not just a general parental leave policy, but an equal parental leave policy, that treats birthing and non-birthing parents equally. So we've implemented that and give everybody 4 months, regardless of whether you're the birthing parent or the non-birthing parent.
That's how now corporate America defines motherhood. You guys have a company, Every Life. Contrast that, Michael. That is Harry's Razors, and he gets applause from the audience. Your response?
Well, my response is simple. While other companies out there like Harry's are embracing perversion and denying basic biological truth, by the way, a beautiful truth, which is that men and women are different and they're complementary in so many incredible ways. We actually choose to say the opposite. We believe ultimately that men and women are different and that they deserve to be celebrated in those differences. And we've actually created a company called Every Life. You can find it at everylife.com. We're the nation's only pro-life diaper and wipes company. We make premium high-end diapers and wipes for every little miracle. And we actually believe that one of the most beautiful realities of womanhood that men do not have access to is the ability to give birth. That is something unique to women. It's crazy that we have to say that today, but that is true. And so we want to create a product that specifically speaks to that cohort that is doing the hard work to bring forth the next generation. And we've actually created something cool called the baby bonus, where any of the employees on our staff, he talks about this non-birthing and birthing parent, whatever, equal leave. We think it's absurd. We'd actually like to go directly to the truth and say that if you have a baby on our staff or adopt a child, you get a $5,000 bonus after taxes, and you can use that however you'd like. We'd like to honor the beauty of parenthood. We believe that ultimately strong families make a strong nation, and we believe ultimately that the best way that we can help our nation and our company prosper is by championing the very people that further the mission and the aims of the nation or the company, and that is the families that are continuing to expand our footprint. So, Charlie, I think that ultimately what needs to happen in the American economy is a revival of the family unit, because that is what actually makes up the average American consumer, not this 0.5% subset of the culture that finds birthing people as something to be desired. It's ridiculous. We want to embrace truth, and we believe the American economy will ultimately follow that example as we continue to gain traction.
It's publicsq.com. Again, download the Public Square app. Let's continue with how corporate America hates your values. There's got to be a profit break here somewhere. Play cut 129.
Hi, it's me, Patagonia, a real-life homosexual. And today, I'm here with the North Face.
We are here to invite you to come out in nature with us.
Wow, this is nice. We like to call this little tour the Summer of Pride. It's pretty gay.
I'm not sure what, I don't know if it's North Face or Patagonia, which company, I can never get it right. It's one of the worst marketing. I think they mention their competitor and it's named. It not only is it super gay and weird, but it's also, like, I don't even know what they're advertising. It's just another example here. But Michael, talk about how you're starting to see in the grassroots, people demand better. And a call to action for the entrepreneurs. You know, people say, Charlie, the economy is not what I want it to be. Well, then go start your own business. We need a new generation of entrepreneurs. Michael Seifert.
Yeah, that's a great point you just made, Charlie, because we actually polled our businesses in July and in August, and we asked our business community, how do you feel about the overall economy? That was question one. Question number two was, how do you feel about your personal business? And what we found, Charlie, is that our audience on our business community, we have over 65,000 small businesses on the Public Square platform. Our audience overwhelmingly feels negative about the economy currently. Like, well over 93% feels negative about the economy currently. But over 70% of our respondents feel positive about their personal company and their individual growth, which is a massive, massive revelation that even while this parallel economy feels negative about what Joe Biden and what this bureaucratic regime has created on the broader macroeconomic landscape, they actually feel really hopeful about the growth of their individual businesses, largely because they are exposed to this whole emerging market of businesses that are prioritizing the basic truths that made our economy so special for so many decades that have now been eroded. In the parallel economy, values like meritocracy and excellence and integrity and quality are actually strong and they're advancing. So our economy of businesses on Public Square are actually growing. They're hiring employees. They're experiencing record profits. And that's our encouragement to folks. If you're a small business owner, join this movement, jump in the stream, because you're going to find a network of well over 1.5 million consumers that will jump over hurdles in order to support your business because they feel like they're being able to put purpose behind their purchase. So, Charlie, even in reference to the North Face or Patagonia, I'm not sure what that was even for either.
Yeah.
Even in that context, man, we have jackets, coolers, outdoor running shoes, tents. We have rooftop tents. We have outdoor gear, guns, ammo, anything that you would traditionally find at a woke outdoor retailer. We have actually found alternatives for on our Public Square platform. And the best thing is, too, a majority of those businesses will actually give you discounts to go there. So you can ditch the woke nonsense and you can actually embrace companies that love to serve you high quality products without all the political pandering.
Check out publicsq.com. That's your call to action, everybody. Download the Public Square app right now. It's Michael. Talk to you soon. Download the Public Square app.
Thank you, Charlie.
Joining us now is Dr. Dennis Black, naturopathic doctor, also a Vietnam-era helicopter pilot. Dr. Black, we've talked about you every day on this program. Great to have you on the program. How are things? And tell us all about Rough Greens. Our audience has to go to roughgreens.com/Kirk. Dr. Black.
So, Charlie, good to be with you again. We started Rough Greens as really a response to our human customers who were saying, look, they were getting well from their nutrition that we gave them. But the problem was their pets were still getting sick at the same rate. And so we created this for their pets 20 years ago. And it was just kind of a little sideline product for probably 15 years. And then we launched it as a standalone product in 2020, actually the day after the first COVID case. And we thought, oh, what a disaster. But it turned out actually to be really very positive because people were now staying at home with their pets and they were seeing what kind of shape their pets were in. So we started it that way and it's taken off amazingly well.
Yeah. And I mean, the response has been amazing. Our audience speaks very favorably about it. So give us your backstory and also talk about the success stories here, because people don't really think very deeply about what they feed their dogs, just scraps or that garbage that's dead. Talk about the science of it, because your dog is always there for you. The least you could do is give them things that are proven to be nutritious and help them with elimination, bad breath, et cetera. Dr. Black.
Right. So the reality is that dog food is dead food. Kibble has no live nutrients in it whatsoever. If you take a bowl of kibble and put it on your refrigerator and come back and look at it in 6 months, it won't have any mold or fungus growing on it because there's nothing alive in it. Most people think that dogs are carnivores, and they are not. They're omnivores, just like we are. And so their nutritional needs are similar to ours, but the ratios are different. So what we did was we did a full-blown study on all different kinds of dog food. And it turns out that most kibble dog food are made in the same plants. The color might vary some, the shape varies some, the flavors vary some, but pretty much it's all the same garbage. And so we realized that dogs were dying and getting cancer. 50% of all dogs over the age of 10 die of cancer. And the reason is because they're not getting enough nutrients in their daily diet. Things like live vitamins, probiotics, enzymes, antioxidants, omega oils, all those things that they need, they're just not getting. And so their joints shut down, their skin and coat looks bad, their breath is terrible, you know, and when they have a bowel movement in the yard, it doesn't break down either. It just sits there. It doesn't ever go anywhere because it's not live either. So what we decided was we're going to create a product that has all of the live nutrients that they need, and we're going to give them to them in the amounts that are specific for dogs. And what's going to happen is these dogs are going to turn around. We've literally had thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of stories from people where their dog stopped shedding, their dog stopped scratching all the time, the dog stopped eating grass, the dog breath improve, bowel movements improve, joint health improve. The dog lives longer, less vet bills. I mean, the list goes on and on, the benefits of rough greens. And so, like you said, your dog is your best friend. He does things for you. You should do this for them. Absolutely.
And it's a special offer. Go to roughgreens.com/Kirk. Guys, put that on the bottom here. And they've been wonderful supporters of this show. So everyone that has a dog, check out the free Jumpstart trial. Talk about the Jumpstart trial, the trial bag. Lean in. What is the special offer?
So you don't need a full-blown bag to tell whether or not your dog's going to eat this product or not. 97% of all dogs eat this day one. They love it. It's like a treat for them. But we want you to have a Jumpstart trial bag so you can try it before you buy it. So you get about a 10 to 14 day supply, depending on the size of your dog. And that's enough for you to see if you can work it into your system and if your dog will like it. And then if your dog likes it, we recommend that you commit to a minimum of about 90 days where you'll begin to see some really great results. We have people who've had their dog on this product now for over 3 years, and they tell us that they still see new improvements that they didn't even know were problems in the past. So Jumpstart trial bag, it's a 10 to 14 day supply. Yep. You just pay the shipping. We'll give it to you free. Go to roughgreens.com/Charlie or /Kirk and either one of those, and we'll send you one.
It's a great product. Our audience loves it. ruffgreens.com/Kirk. Dr. Black, great job. We'll have you on again. Thank you. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss, even when you monitor your credit. If your identity is stolen, your dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year at LifeLock.com/Salem. Identity theft protection starts here.